Jordan Feliz, Mandisa, Jonathan Traylor, Jesus is Coming Back. Third day, praise song. Hey, good morning to you, Annie and Fred with you, 7:03.
Hey, good morning, friends. WJTL taking you to summer camp today. John Stafiri will be broadcasting from Black Rock Retreat in Quarryville today between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Hear from campers, counselors, and staff. Relive those summer camp days. Learn more at blackrockretreat.org.
Our very special guest this morning is Aaron House. Aaron, the executive director of Piercing Word. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's always so great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Yeah, I'll say hi to a couple of my staff members I'm going to see, and just some of my full-time staff members, part-time. Dan Lenning, Lexi Fisher. My mom down in Houston, Texas might be listening. Hey, Mom.
I love that.
I hope she's listening. Tell us about Piercing Word. Give us a little bit of the background, the history of it.
Yeah, so Piercing Word, we've been performing scripture since 2007, and God has really been growing the ministry over the years.
You were pretty young when you started doing this, right?
That's right. I was 12. I'm older than I look. It started after college. Graduated college 2007 and took the ministry, started that as a part-time, followed me around the country for a number of years. I was an actor at Sight and Sound. It was part-time ministry while I was there, and we took the ministry full-time 2013, and God's been growing the ministry ever since, and we continue to bring God's word center stage, word for word, and come alongside Christian leaders in order to do that and ignite passion for the word of God in the heart of the church.
And so, you and your wife wrote a book in the past little bit.
Yeah, that's right, because we don't just perform scripture. We challenge everyone, everywhere we go, to memorize God's word for themselves.
Yeah.
And we equip them to do so with a Bible memorization resources and Bible memorization workshops. So one of those resources is the Warriors of the Word book. And we published that last year, and it's exciting to see people being encouraged and equipped with that.
Yeah, coming up, we're going to give one of those or two of those away in a little bit. But you guys have an exciting announcement now.
Yes. So Piercing Word, God's given us faith to take some bold steps of faith and take the ministry from more of a localized ministry here within a three-hour radius of Lancaster and take more national approach. So we're looking at having full-time touring teams across the nation over the next couple of years. And so we are telling everybody and saying, hey, tell your friends and tell the churches of your family and your friends, and we would love to come out and come alongside them as well, whether even if they're out of state.
Right.
And so it's an opportunity for those that have seen and loved Piercing Word here locally to pray with us, to join us in prayer for this initiative, and also to come behind us in financial support as well and donate. So
how can our folks keep up with that? Can they do that online? Is that the easiest way?
Yeah, piercingword.org. You can go there, piercingword.org/donate, if you want to give towards the Going National fundraising initiative that we're doing right now.
Yeah,
we're actually doing an initiative to raise $250,000 over the summer here to do some of the initial expenses. We have to get another van. We have to get some more sound equipment, additional staff, things like that. So we're restructuring ourselves to be able to be more mobile and have full-time touring teams. So
it's amazing.
Yeah, here's an opportunity for you to pray, an opportunity for you to give and to support what God is doing through Piercing Word. Visit online, piercingword.org. We'll talk more with Aaron about what Going National is all about. We'll also give you an opportunity to win the book he and his wife wrote in just a little bit as well. So stick around. Kobe James, 7 Time Down. More music coming your way, too.